Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And let's welcome in John Gambadoro, otherwise known as Gambo, the afternoon drive host on Arizona Sports, 98.7 FM in Phoenix. He's kind of like our man Dan Dibley. He's got upwards of 20, 30 years in the business. John, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Stiny Guru Dibs, how are you guys?
We're doing well, but apparently not as well as you guys. Let me start here. You know, I was on Twitter last night. I obviously follow some Phoenix Suns writers, etc., and I saw information come up about when the flight was landing in Phoenix. I mean, is it fair to say that Phoenix is jumping right now with Suns fever?
You would not believe it. I mean, this is the original, right? They were here before the Diamondbacks. They were here before the Cardinals, the Coyotes. They all came late. So there is a love affair that goes back to the 60s for this fan base. When they lost the NBA Finals to the Chicago Bulls, I mean, they had like a million people go out there in a parade. It was crazy how many people got together in the streets after they lost to the Bulls in that epic series. So, yeah, everybody's talking about the crowds at the game, how loud they are, and I've been at these games. I'm telling you guys, it's crazy. These fans are loving this team right now.
Gambo, we'll get into the Jokic ejection and just how good of an officiating job that was, but just
come on,
Gambo, save that for my buddy Guru, who's more on your side of the street. But
God, that was ridiculous. That was I want the Suns to win. That was a joke. He hit him with his bicep. His bicep, not his fist, not his elbow, and he got all ball. I understand a flagrant one. A flagrant two. And look, I had a ton of Suns fans come down on me for this, but let's call it like it is, man. You don't kick a guy out of the game for that. That was crazy.
Just a brilliant piece of officiating, Gambo, and the rule book pretty clear. It was an angry chop from the young MVP, but just which players and what's the essence of this team that's connected so much with the fan base? Is Chris Paul becoming the face of the city?
No. Devin Booker is, because Booker was drafted. He never wanted to leave. He signed a max extension. He went through all those seasons of winning somewhere between 20 and 30 games. Then they went 8-0 in the bubble. They love Chris Paul, don't get me wrong. He's more of a hired gun. They love him. I mean, but he's only been here for 1 year. Booker's been here through everything. And then DeAndre Ayton drafted number one overall. Mikal Bridges drafted in the first round that same year. Cam Johnson drafted by James Jones. The connection, I think, more than anything, is to this young group of players. So don't get me wrong. They love Chris Paul, and they hope he stays here for a few more years. And there's a big question on whether he opts out or not of $44 million and signs a longer extension. But the face of this franchise is Devin Booker.
Gambo, after the game last night, I'm sitting there watching Devin Booker get interviewed. I think it was Ernie Johnson asked a fascinating question. And he said, the Suns went to the bubble. Obviously, they didn't qualify for the offs, but they went undefeated. And what did that mean for this year's team? Because, obviously they added Chris Paul, but how do you see it? Do you think this team, that bubble experience built something that allowed Chris Paul to take them to the next level?
Oh, man, absolutely. You know, the biggest, and it was a joke, to be honest with you. Oh, the Suns have no experience. They have no experience. That was the most talked about point going into the Lakers series. And watch why everybody picked the Lakers in six or seven games. The Suns have no experience. It didn't matter. Like, it didn't matter that they had no experience. Jay Crowder has experience. You know, Chris Paul has experience. Some of those other guys have a little bit of experience, like campaign a little bit. So I didn't think that that was a big deal. There's a lot of, you know, reasons why you win and lose a series, and that might have been one of them, but it just wasn't. I mean, that experience, they went 8-0 in the bubble. They had to win every single game to have a chance. And even after they went 8-0, they sat there that night, and they watched the Nets play the Portland Trailblazers, and they were one Caris LeVert jump shot away from going into the playoffs and playing in that play-in game. But LeVert missed the shot, and the Nets lost to Portland, and the Suns, they went home. Then you get Chris Paul, you get Jay Crowder, an exceptional job by James Jones. And all of a sudden, here you are. You've got a team that's built. I know Chris Paul's 36 years old, guys, but I'm telling you, this team is built for a 5 or a 6 year run.
Wow. And you know what? I got to be honest. I didn't really see it coming, but it looks like you may be right. John Gambadoro joining us. Gambo works for 98.7 FM in Phoenix, a longtime drive time host. You know, we have a rookie out here, James Wiseman, just turned 20 years old, and there's been some comparisons saying, boy, if Wiseman could kind of be like DeAndre Ayton, the Warriors might be in better shape sooner rather than later. Can you tell me, because I'm looking at Ayton's numbers, and it looks like his numbers have gone down from this year to last year, but it looks like he's doing more with less. Is that fair to say?
He had to remember when you're losing a lot of basketball games, you can develop the big man, you can work on getting him more touches. Once Chris Paul and Jay Crowder came, I mean, it wasn't about getting DeAndre touches. DeAndre had to accept his role as a defensive anchor, you know, a guy that can anchor the defense, do all the dirty work on switches and pick and rolls. And he's been all of that and more. Now in the playoffs, I mean, those first four games against the Lakers, he forced more changes against the Lakers than anybody else. I mean, he's been a double-double machine in the playoffs. I mean, he's been great. But what he did is he forced Montrezl Harrell to the bench against the Lakers, and he forced Andre Drummond to the bench against the Lakers. And they had to put Marc Gasol in to start so they could space the floor and get him away from the paint and make him guard somebody out top. And then against Jokic, I mean, those first few games against Jokic, I mean, he held his own. I mean, he held his own against the MVP. He is a phenomenal young player, but it has to start with the defense. It's just, the Suns have enough scoring. Like, if they could get 15 points from him a game, that's great. But they need him to be the anchor back there. When he's out of the game in foul trouble, they're in a lot of trouble because they're a lot smaller. They come in with Dario Saric, not a great defensive player. Or Frank Kaminsky, not a good defensive player. They didn't go out and get another big, you know, at the deadline for a trade or in the buyout market. So they're so reliant upon DeAndre playing great defense, and he has. The numbers don't tell the whole story, I'm telling you. The numbers are good. I mean, look at his field goal percentage in the playoffs. He doesn't miss many shots. He's a good free throw shooter. He's got his hands have gotten better, but it's the defense that really is the key to his game.
How much has Monty Williams meant to this team, this franchise, and just overall galvanized the organization?
And I just won a $100 steakhouse gift card from some listener who, you know, didn't think that Monty would last 3 years. I'm like, are you kidding me? You got to remember, they were hiring all first-time coaches. You know, whether it's Lindsey Hunter or Oral Watson, Jeff Hornacek, who did a good job, Igor Kokoschkov. Robert Sarver was on my radio station right before the playoffs started. And he said, hey, I finally got it right, guys, huh? Yeah, he finally got it right. He said that he thought that a young team needed a young coach. That's what he believed. A young team, you couldn't have a veteran coach with a really young team. And he made a mistake, and he wouldn't hire a veteran coach. Finally, they did. With James Jones, they hired a veteran coach in Monty. And, guys, it's just he's been one. I can't believe Thibodeau won the award over him. I really can't. Monty's been the best coach in the league.
Gambo, I got to sneak in a Diamondback question here. They take on our first-place Giants tonight. I had to do it. But I remember last year, you guys offseason go get Starlin Marte, and to me, it just signaled, okay, the Diamondbacks think they got something going. You guys hit the ball the first – yeah, what happened? Who's to blame for what's going on or what's not going on right now?
Man, it just collapsed last year in that shortened season, and the Bumgarner thing has not worked out. That was terrible, and – you know, they just it expired on them. I mean, they went all in last year, going to get a few veteran players, Starling Marte being one of them, Madison Bumgarner being another, and they just haven't played good baseball. They're terrible offensively. They strike out way too many times. And this year, the starting pitching is just decimated. I mean, they four of their five starting pitchers are out. I mean, Zach Gallen is out. Bumgarner is out. Taylor Widener is out. They've just had no starting pitching. Their depth is not good enough to overcome. They're putting a Triple-A team out there every game. It's a Triple-A team. They're going to try to trade guys. They're going to try to trade Escobar. I think they could. He's got good pop in his bat. He doesn't hit for average, but he can hit home runs. But they might try to trade Ketel Marte, realizing that they're not close to being competitive. Their best prospects are in single-A, not double-A or triple-A, single-A. So they're going to have to be very active at the deadline, try to move some players and rebuild for 3 or 4 years down the road. They're not going to be good anytime in the next couple of years.
Hey, Gambo, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I checked out your Twitter page. It looks like you may have gotten married at Lake Como in Italy. I'm a Lake Garda guy. Lake Garda.
Oh, you know where that is? Italiano?
Si.
He doesn't.
That's about it, actually.
Boy, he doesn't.
Matter of fact, guys, you're going to get a kick out of this. I know you probably got a break, but I'm scheduled to go to Italy 2 weeks from tomorrow while the Suns are in the playoffs. We're leaving for Italy in 2 weeks. My family lives there. I'm going to go visit my cousins and everything. So we're going on a vacation in 2 weeks from tomorrow. And I got people telling me, don't go. You can't go. I'm like, I got to go. We weren't planning the Suns going this far.
Yeah. Have fun watching those games at 3 a.m.
I'm going to do it, though. I'll do it.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us, John. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.